Blogtalkradio.com.
Three gold medals, baby, for the USA. Snowboarding, downhill, and speed skating. We're going to go to Vancouver coming up in another half hour to talk to the head doc for the U.S. snowboarding team, Dr. Tom Hackett. He's probably beside himself. One, because there weren't any injuries, although I cannot believe the stunts that some of the men are able to do when they're on those snowboards. Sean White is incredible. He is like a flying pretzel more than a flying tomato. He defended his Olympic title. It was absolutely stunning what he did. So we'll talk to the doc about Sean White, that run, some of the other guys and gals on the snowboarding team, and injuries. He's right there watching the whole thing, probably with super bated breath. Right from the get-go, though, hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We jump into this big story. We've been talking about this a lot. I got many emails from all of you, many of you listening anyway, on the Haiti missionaries. So eight of the Haiti 10, as they've been called, now released, actually just a few hours ago, flying back to the United States. A lot of the details are sketchy because they don't want reporters to have a lot of access initially. Certainly when they hit American soil, they will. But the fact that eight are out after 3 weeks after being charged with child kidnapping and trying to take those kids across the border into the Dominican Republic, you can only imagine how excited they must be. The description of what they look like, what do you think you would look like? No showers, bed raggled, sweat pouring down your head, but they had to be grinning from ear to ear. The diplomats didn't waste any time once the judge made the decision, swished down in there, got them out. They were in a white van and giving their thumbs up to the crowd outside, but didn't talk to anyone. Like I said, they were whisked away on a C-130, a cargo plane, one of those big planes, and they're on their way to Miami. In fact, they may have already just touched down in Miami, and they'll be scrambling for, you know, flights to get back home. And this has been a wild, wild time as to whether or not, you know, the questions that were abounding, child traffickers, and were they kidnapping those kids, and what ultimately did they really, really have permission? And there were a lot of questions surrounding this. And then the questions about what were they thinking, and do they really believe that without the proper paperwork, they were going to be able to get through that border crossing into the Dominican Republic. So I can't wait to hear what many of them have to say. Now, a couple were left behind, including the group leader, a woman named Loris Silsby, who said that when she talked to reporters when it first happened, said that they were taking only orphan and abandoned kids. But then it turned out, remember we said the story where the parents gave the kids over to the group, but it was the parents who said, take our kids and you can give them a better life. So I think that lying thing, that exaggerating thing, got a couple of them in trouble, and that's why only eight of the 10 were actually let go. So who knows what happens with her. There's still an attorney there and fighting to see if they can get the charges dropped or not. But at least eight of them are back in the United States. So this has been a huge, huge ordeal. Most of you, many of you wrote and said, hey, look, they should have known. Give me a break. That you can just take these kids and say, okay, you're going to give me your kids, great, and we're just going to take them away. But that was the majority of the emails. But several of you emailed and said, that's ridiculous. They're missionaries. How can we not go in and help them? How can they, with everything the United States is doing to help the people of Haiti, if it is a misunderstanding, why wouldn't they release them? So there still are questions about two of the 10, and really the ringleaders, especially the one, not released, and no word as to whether or not there's even the possibility of that happening in the very near future. But that's huge, huge, huge news. Also, a lot of questions swirling continuously about Amy Bishop. Do you know the name Amy Bishop at this point? Okay, if you don't know who she is the woman who opened fire at a faculty meeting. The motive, supposedly, that she wasn't getting tenure. And this is the University of Alabama in Huntsville. It happened last week. Three people killed, three others injured, and then other people just completely shocked by what was happening right in front of their faces. Now, more stories are emerging about Bishop and some of the nutty things that she's done in the past. I mean, beyond nutty, things traced to a pipe bomb, things traced to the killing of her brother, and the fact that investigators kind of dropped the ball on that, on looking into what caused that gun accident, and then a few other things, altercations with neighbors. She was even charged at one point with assault and battery after she went crazy at the IHOP on somebody because she was arguing over a booster seat, the last booster seat. She was in a wicked tug of war and screamed out and just, you know, leveled somebody with her fists. So there were things in this woman's background that were shaky. She was Harvard educated and a scientist who was on the cutting edge of many breakthroughs, but she obviously had a checkered past that did not come up on the radar of these people at this university, which still boggles the mind because there were records. There were police records. They weren't all expunged. The assault thing was there. The thing with the brother was there that was shaky, even though they chalked it up to an accident. And then there were a couple of other things, including the pipe bomb deal. That was absolutely on record. So was it a university anxious to get money or a name into their academic department? But then ultimately she didn't get her tenure. So the professors in the department who made the decision not to grant her tenure, you know, and that's that job security that people in that field crave. The votes of the committee weren't made public, but somehow she assumed or figured out those that would have voted her down, and that's where she pointed her gun. But I think the big story here really is how does this university miss so many red flags? I mean, I understand that there was absolutely nothing in her background, no criminal record whatsoever. Think of when any of you listening have gone out for jobs and you've applied for jobs. You know the questions you get asked. Have you ever been convicted of a felony? Well, no, she hadn't been convicted of a felony. But boy, especially when it comes to academics, they really, really claw through your background. And I think some of that would have come up on the radar. I just don't understand how that didn't happen. And we have a silver lining for somebody when it comes to the courts. This is a great story. A North Carolina man who said he was innocent of murder for 16 years, locked up like an animal behind bars. They let him go on Wednesday, and a huge exoneration. And the guy's name was Greg Taylor. He, you know, he saw the pictures of the relatives, the daughter, so many people that he hadn't had very much contact with in a very long time. So they decided he wasn't guilty of murdering a prostitute in 1991 because they got new information that overturned the evidence. So he was found not guilty of the beating death of this prostitute. Man, all because somebody reopened the case after 16 years. That's crazy. Coming up next, we're talking finance.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapors e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Talking about the markets, of course, a lot here on America Tonight in our various business segments. I know a lot of you are concerned about what do I do with my money. Who better to have on the show than someone knows all about money matters? Tim Edwards from Prospera Financial joins us here on ATN. Tim, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate the time, man.
You bet, Kate. Thanks for having me.
First of all, and this might sound sarcastic, but somebody said this to me today. What's the deal? Do we need a Ouija board to figure out what's going on in the market? I mean, is the market now, today was a pretty decent day. Is the market in a correction, or what's happening with the markets?
Well, you know, I guess it depends on what time of day you ask and who you're talking to. But, yes, there's been a lot of volatility in the market, and with a lot of things going on globally now, You really need to have a diversified portfolio, and you definitely need to have some risk management capabilities in your portfolio. But to really decide whether the market's going higher from here, you know, I do think that the economy is recovering, and with the economy recovering, probably not going to be a V-shaped as some expect, but maybe a U-shaped recovery. And in that type of environment, I think you're going to see the markets trade a little higher this year, but it's still going to be choppy.
Yeah, you know, you talk about risk management. Now, there's some people it sounds like gibberish to them, Tim. And so they're driving around in Connecticut and in Kentucky, and they're listening to you and I, and he said, they said something about risk management. Explain what you mean by risk management in a portfolio.
Well, first of all, you need to make sure that the investments that you're investing in are suitable for your portfolio. And what I mean by that is, if you don't really need to have, say, like a 10% return on your portfolio to reach the goals that you want to reach, why take that risk? Why not have a portfolio that, will help meet your needs? Maybe it's, something that you're trying to return or get a return of 5%. Why take the additional risk? And I think it starts with there. There's a lot of people go out and say, I want to make as much money as I possibly can with as little amount of risk as possible. But, in reality, that doesn't happen. So I think it starts with that. First of all, knowing what you want your money to do, what the goals are for your money, and then implementing some risk management best practices into your portfolio.
What about for people who, it used to be some companies offer a 401k, some don't. It used to be pensions now. I mean, it's far and few between. So when you're talking about portfolios and all this, that sort of stuff, how do you determine what you need? This sounds like such a layup question, but how do you determine what you need for retirement? I'm going to give you an example. I talked to a couple the other day, and they're in their 70s, early 70s, like 71. But he had made some decent money, and he retired when he was 50. And he said, wow, I've got $500,000. And he said, that lasted us about 2.5 years. And then I realized
right.
I got to go back to work. How do you figure out what that target number is?
Well, I think really it's as simple as sitting down with a financial advisor and discussing, what are your needs going to be when you're retired. And, there's a rule of thumb that a lot of people use that you'd spend about 80% of the income or need about 80% of the income that you currently have in retirement. But actually, I think that's a little bit of a fallacy because when you're retired, you have idle hands. There's things that, you're not working, you're not keeping busy. So a lot of people spend more money during that time, or they may be taking more vacations or what have you. But it's really just sitting down with an advisor and laying out the game plan. What are your needs going to be? And then work backwards from there to determine the type of return that you need to sustain that lifestyle.
Yeah, great advice. I think you're right. People forget it's different when you're on a fixed income and then all of a sudden you're going out to dinner maybe a little bit more, you're spending more on vacations, and that's exactly what happened with this couple that I talked to. They started to travel around. They had gotten an RV, and they realized they were really blowing through money and then decided, well, guess what? This isn't going to work. I'm going to have to go back to work. Hey, I got to ask you about Greece. Greece is begging for more time at those Eurozone debt talks. So for everybody listening, because a lot of people don't understand that either, the whole Greece deal, what do you think the effect is going to be of Greece defaulting on its loans if that's what's going to happen?
Well, you're going to see the European Union step in. They've already said that they're going to step in and assure that default doesn't necessarily happen. But, there's other dominoes to fall if you you start looking at, potentially Spain, Italy, Ireland, and even Portugal. The level of debt that those countries have is very worrisome and troublesome.
Yeah, no kidding. Every time I read those headlines, that's exactly what I think. Ooh, this is where is this going? Speaking of where something is going, Tim, the housing sector, is it going to stabilize, do you think, after the end of the Obama tax breaks, which I believe is in June? Do you think we'll see some stability there? It's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think we're already seeing that. I think there was some data that came out today that new housing starts increased again over last month. So those are all positive signs, and I think the worst of that issue is behind us, and things are improving.
Well, that's good news. How about gold? You know, somebody advised me a couple of years ago, and luckily I was able to do a little bit of this because gold was way down then. Do you see gold bottoming out, or do you see there's still going to be a demand? I mean, who knows? It could go as I originally said this, and I'm an amateur, but just in talking to all the people I had about gold supplies, that it wouldn't be shocking to see maybe 2,000. You know, to see it go to 2,000, but I certainly could be wrong on that. Do you think gold will even out, or what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, 2,000, I guess that's a possibility, but I think reality is if you look at where gold has come in the last decade, I mean, gold has quadrupled, and there is a lot of speculation in gold. That's a safe haven of sorts. When, you know, the economic crisis of last year where it was in a fury, that's a safe haven. And I think there's a lot of speculation in gold. It's also, you know, considered a hedge against inflation. So I guess the real question would be, where do you think interest rates and where do you think inflation is going to be? Because gold doesn't like a rising interest rate market. So if inflation rears its ugly head, the Fed is going to have to fend against that, and the way to do that is by raising interest rates. Now, I don't think that's going to happen in the short term, but intermediate to longer term, inflation is on the horizon, and I think you're going to see interest rates rise. And we may not see it in 2010, but come 2011, I think it's a definite possibility. So to answer your question about gold, you know, do you want to be in gold, you know, come 2011 or when we see interest rates rise? I think you'll see a pullback in gold when that happens.
All right, so watch for that, certainly. Well, some great advice. We appreciate the time, Tim. Will you join us again on the show and give us some of the lowdown on what we see happening on the horizon?
Definitely. You give me a call and I'll join you any evening.
Awesome. Tim Edwards from Prospera Financial, we thank you and we'll be back with much more here on America Tonight. And yes, the price of gold, I wanted to throw this in too, has increased by 20% over the past 2 years. Spot gold traded at about $1,108 an ounce on Wednesday, and this is just after peaking. Boy, that peak was so big. Remember that the point was 1,126, and so many people that were able to get on the gold bandwagon early on were just dancing in the streets and still are. I truly believe, as I said to him, that I think you'll see that 2,000 mark. I mean, even the IMF announced last year it's going to have to sell a total of 403.3 metric tons of gold. That's about one-eighth of its total stock to diversify its sources of income and increase the low-cost lending to some of the poor countries, not to disrupt the gold market. Hang with us. Olympics next.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when.
So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon.
USA with 14 medals, Germany 10, France 7, Lindsey Vonn, first woman, U.S. woman, downhill, baby, gold. Shawnee Davis again with the gold in speed skating. And how about, oh, my favorite, Shaun White making history with his moves and the gold medal. Just an incredible athlete when it comes to snowboarding. That double McTwist move, that's what they call it, that he's done. And maybe some of you have taken a peek at the Olympics. It just blows you away to watch that. And he didn't do it on the first run down because he said, you know, it's the Olympics, man, and I wanted to make sure I nailed it. But then he didn't have to do it a second time. He did and even was much more impressive and had a better score. But he had already nailed the gold medal, just to show you what kind of athlete that he is. And it's good because you look at Lindsay Jacobellis, who wanted to erase the whole thing that happened in 2006 with her kind of hot-dogging it at the end when she was trying to grab the gold medal and ended up with the silver. So the one mistake kept her off the podium this time around, but not so for Shaun White, who probably felt the pressure a little bit. I mean, this guy's like the multi-millionaire athlete. He has a video game. He's a business guy. He's got clothes that he's working on, and he's on the board of directors of a couple of different companies, and yet he still has the big time moves that nailed him the gold medal. So congratulations to all the athletes. And we're just skimming over it right now, but we'll dive into it a little bit deeper as we move along here on America Tonight. But there he was with that. I'll say one more thing. A thing called the double McTwist, like I know anything about snowboarding. But during the victory lap, he did it, and it was just incredible. The final run was better, and you just have to see it to know what I mean when they do this thing on the half pipe. It's a trick, and how it's amazing how they're able to pull it off and how he's able, as I described in the beginning, he's like a pretzel. I have no idea how he can possibly put his body in the position that he puts it in, but somehow he's able to do it. All right, there's some other things that happened around the globe and here on our own soil besides the Olympics, things that I'm sure that all of you are going to care about, including what makes a segment I call Odds and Ends that we would quickly jam to. And sadly, with talking about financial struggles with the markets and, you know, what's happening with the jobless rate and everything else, we know that so many of the states are having a hard time balancing the old budget. So they're furloughing people a little bit here and there. Mostly we've seen this in California. In New York, I know we have people listening to us in Albany and in upstate New York, but one of the problems that they're having is with the incredible state parks, probably the best in the nation, certainly the oldest, they've got funding cuts. They've got money they've got to make up. So for the first time in a very long time, I think for the first time ever, they've got to close some of the state parks, some of the very popular parks. I mean, I'm talking Niagara Falls, where people go get married, go to look at the falls. That used to be a huge, and it still is, a destination point for tourists. I don't know how many of you have ever been to Niagara Falls. I've been there a couple of times. And the first time I went, I was a kid going up there because my brother had a hockey tournament. And, you know, you just get this description. You have this thing in your head about Niagara Falls. But it did what everybody said. They didn't do it justice. It was amazing to hear the water pounding down at the bottom of it. So now some people will be denied that pleasure because of timing and because of the fact that how many days are they going to have to keep these parks closed? You know, how many, with it closed, how many people will lose out on that experience? Like Jones Beach, that's another place that they'll probably have to shut down. And other places that are huge when it comes in the spring and the summer to hiking and camping. And, I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. So the choice is we've got to close these state parks and some of the historic sites across the country. We got to cut back hours, the staff. I mean, used to be college kids, some of them would count on those jobs, and who knows how many of those will be cut back, and they've got to cut down other services. They did in New York, for example. That's why I brought up New York. They have 100 of the state's 178 state parks and 35 sites reduced services, from closing pools and beaches to shortening hours of operations. But none of the parks or sites closed entirely. And that's what's scary, is that they're saying we're really talking about closure, because it may be a year or more before the budgets catch up. And if that's what's happening, I mean, seriously, that means California, Georgia, Illinois, with these fund problems. In Arizona, they're going to close 13 parks in 2010. So when you're making plans to haul the family somewhere, you know, the Grand Canyons, the Niagara Falls, you better make sure that they're open. We're not talking about even the cutback hours. We're talking about completely closed with the funding cuts. They don't know what to do. They maybe even just a day here or there is not enough, so they have to go beyond that. So when we hear that we are fending off the great recession, that we're bouncing back, I just can't believe it, because we see how the states are drained. We see what's happening to people who have had hours cut back. And I still say, and that's why we started with financial matters with Tim Edwards, I still say we're a year or two away from a big bounce back, if all goes well, depending on what happens with the dollar, depending on a couple of other things that that we don't control with the Federal Reserve, frankly. And you see all this defensiveness about the stimulus. There's sure there are some things you can point to that are now starting to get ready to kick in, but we still go back to the problem of the millions and millions of jobs that have been lost. And then these situations here where if you close numerous parks in some of those historic areas where people take summer, spring vacations and pump in lots of money, but more importantly, that's their deal. They go there. You've got people working there. That feeder system is shut down. Truly, you'd be cutting off a lot of funding for a lot of people who rely on that money, some of them year-round, when if you're talking about park rangers and whatnot. So it could be significant, and it has to be pretty significant. Or if it was just a tiny little drop in the bucket, they wouldn't even talk about doing that. So beware. Just beware if you're taking your family somewhere. Make sure that you check to see if the park is really, really open, or if they've had to close Niagara, they've had to close the Grand Canyon, they have to close Yosemite, and you just have to plan it for another year. That's it. So when we're talking about closing parks, it's much more serious if in odds and ends we slide over to Pakistan. I know that's a great leap, but I wanted to get this in our first hour of America Tonight. Pakistan's arrest of the top Taliban military dude is just huge for the United States. And even a caller said it the other day, and he was right, and I mentioned this on a previous show. Pakistan, they're going to, what kind of information, this is a guy who knows where Osama bin Laden is or if he's even alive. What kind of information are the Pakistanis going to be able to get out of him? I think a lot, because they're going to, there's no doubt they're going to use their form of, let's say, enhanced interrogation techniques. And the United States doesn't really have to worry about it since it's under Pakistan's jurisdiction. So I can just imagine what comes out of this. This capture is huge. So instead of just saying, all right, so we killed Mullah Baradar, no, we've got him, and this is a guy who knows where all the skeletons are buried. He knows exactly how to connect the dots and what happened. He is in that top brass of the Taliban, and he was close to Osama bin Laden. So this is an incredible, and somehow I think this has been lost on people, this is an incredible thing that has happened in being able to capture him because of the information that this guy could lead the NATO troops to, ultimately the Americans, etc. I mean, this is key. This is a big link to the Taliban leaders. I mean, this is a main channel. This isn't some easement, let's say, on a piece of property, a little tiny easement. Oh, this is interesting. Could this lead us to the big fish? No, this is a direct route to the big fish. For a long time, they've been after him. And this is amazing that they were able to get him and not kill him. The fact that they have him in custody, woof. I mean, that arrest is beyond anything that I've talked about when we talk about the Taliban. Other than, in my mind, I mean, there have been some other key people that have been killed, but the fact that they've got him in custody, and the fact that he's a direct link to Osama bin Laden, I can't say it enough. You know how I feel about the possibility of uncovering what's happened to Osama bin Laden. The further we get away from it, people, I don't want to say they forget, but it just, you know, it's happened so long ago, it goes back into the recesses of the mind. But that hasn't happened for me. I would like nothing better than to see this guy be captured. I mean, honestly, be captured. And find out what information he holds. Can you imagine? We'll see. We'll see if Baradar actually gives them keys to what the Taliban are doing, at least. And maybe, as an extra special bonus, they get Osama bin Laden. Wouldn't that be something? That'd be the story of 2010, no doubt. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come here, sit down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Crazy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. And take your crazy seat.
We talk about big cities and small towns and where people hook up and where communities are going. And it was back in August, Money Magazine, McKinney was ranked in the top 15 small cities to live in the country. It's coincidental that I live a stone's throw away from McKinney, a town that I was drawn to maybe even a decade ago before I had moved back to New York and then came back to Texas. And it is just the most quaint, I think, town that one of the most quaint towns I've ever been in. I compare it to a little town that I went to once in California, just a beautiful, beautiful place, and the two have certain similarities, kind of an Old West feel, antique feel, you know, that kind of sort of thing. But I'm not great at descriptions, so that's why we're going to have someone on from McKinney. Linda Day from downtown McKinney joins us. Linda, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Oh, well, I'm happy to be with you.
Did I describe that right? Because Jesse James, somebody told me the story that Jesse James and his gang used to roll through kind of that square to those streets of McKinney. And I'm fascinated by it, Westerns. And to me, that just really stuck with me. Is that what they used to do? They used to hang out in McKinney?
Yes, actually, they came to McKinney quite often because they were outlaws in other states, but not here in Texas. So they came to McKinney. I think they had some relatives close by, and that was one of the reasons that they came here.
Yeah. Well, since the days of Jesse James, McKinney is such a different place now, I would say, but it does have that quaint downtown feel. And from what I understand, and just like Money Magazine voting it a great place to live, because you're still close to Dallas, so you can still get to the airport and go to see some of the sporting events or whatever it is, but yet you still are out a little bit of a distance, and a lot of people listening to us like that kind of lifestyle. So we've talked to other people in other cities that are trying to do the same thing and get more people to come to their downtowns. And you've worked with downtown McKinney now for a while. What are the things that attract people to a place like McKinney? How do you get your downtown to thrive like that?
Well, we have a lot of nighttime entertainment. We have some great restaurants. My husband built the Grand Hotel, which is right here on the square. So you can spend an entire weekend down here, never have to get in the car. You can walk everywhere. It's a lot like, in a way, like Manhattan. And it's just a lot of very friendly people. Everybody seems to enjoy themselves when they come down here. We have about 80 privately owned stores. And so you don't get, that same feel like you do when you go to a mall. You get something that's totally different. And all of our restaurants are privately owned. We have Rick's Chop House, which has a ballroom attached to it. So there's a lot of weddings and a lot of private parties. And it's just a lot of fun down here.
Yeah, somebody told me that you actually have a candy store. And I think people listening can relate to this because all different ages. We have people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s on up. That the candy store is so cool that they scour the earth to find every kind of candy from your childhood. Is that right?
They have every kind of candy that you've ever seen in your life. And in some ways you don't like to go in there because you're always tempted to buy lots and lots of different things. But they also have, I think they have 43 different flavors of popcorn also, which they make right there every day. And they have fudge and they have, I don't even know what kind of candies I could describe to you that you would remember from your childhood. But they have them in big barrels. It's really very neatly made.
Those candy cigarettes. You remember candy cigarettes?
They have them.
And then there was those things we used to take, because I grew up in New Jersey, and we'd go to the boardwalk, and they had the, it was wax, and you bit, it sounds so weird, but you bit the top of it off to drink what was inside the little bottles.
They have that. They have Mary Jane's. Did you ever eat Mary Jane's?
Yeah, my great-grandmother had Mary Jane's. Every time you went in the house, you'd try to sneak some. Absolutely. That's funny. Wow. So I have to check that out. Of course, I'm going to have to just go with a little tiny bag and go back again, because like you said, it could be dangerous to any sabotage, any kind of weight loss deal that you might have going on. You know,
you can go in there any day of the week, and most of the people, there's just so many people in there all the time because it's fascinating, because it reminds them of their childhood. And a lot of people will tell us that about the square in downtown, that it reminds them of their grandmother's town, or it reminds them of their childhood, or it reminds them of being up north somewhere. So we have a different feel, and a lot of places try to replicate it, but you really can't, because our town was started in 1848, and a lot of the buildings are really, really old here. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of ghost stories. There's just a whole lot of, old family heritages here. It's a neat place.
And so when you look at McKinney getting this national attention, it's great in so many ways, because you have people that come down for the day, or people now that can stay overnight, as you mentioned, the hotel. But it also, in another way, it's scary, because you don't want too many people, Linda, to know the secret, because how big can McKinney get? Is it going to grow up and become a really super big city?
Well, it's kind of, a lot of people come here for different things. We have a lot of festivals here, and so people will come just for the festivals. They'll also come and spend a weekend here. So it's kind of like a getaway for a lot of people, and they love it. We're 30 miles from Dallas, so if they have business in Dallas, it's real easy to come and spend a few extra days here in McKinney.
Yeah, no kidding. And what's the weather like? Is it, the weather can vary all over Texas. What's the weather like in the summer versus, the winter? What are the temperatures like for the most part?
Well, right now our average temperature would be around 60, 58 to 60, I think. And then in the summertime, we stay in the 90s a lot. Of course, we get a couple of 100-degree days, but not that many. And, you know, everything is air-conditioned because we are in the South. And so you kind of go from one air-conditioned place to another, so it's really not hard on you at all. What's surprising, though, is that it's a little bit windy here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's probably maybe coming off the planes, right? Or no?
I don't know what it's coming off of, but when I moved here, I was surprised at how windy it was.
All right, I love it, though. McKinney, one of the 10 fastest-growing U.S. cities. A lot of people are drawn to the area. And I can see why if you have that feel where people, whether they're from the East or someplace else, can relate to something that they're seeing there, but yet it has the quaintness still, absolutely, of the small town. Now I'm desperate to go make a candy run, so Linda's sabotaging me, I have a feeling. Linda, thanks so much for popping on America tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Right, so McKinney was one of the best cities, and every month we're going to try to do a couple of those best cities and get you a feel for what it's like to be in those downtown areas. One of them is Raleigh, North Carolina. That's probably next on our docket, and there are a couple on the West Coast, too. You might feel like you have one of the best downtowns in an effort to just rediscover the greatness of America, the land that we love. Send me any info on that at americatonight.net. Because, you know, we're coming up on that festival season. Notice how she said we have all these great festivals. I was looking up some of the best festivals in the world, not just in the U.S. Do you know that there is a monkey buffet festival in Thailand? Yeah, no kidding. Over 600 monkeys, they invite 600 monkeys to feast on grilled sausage, fresh fruit, ice cream, and a whole bunch of other treats. The locals say it's a thank you to the monkeys, which are all over the village and bring in the tourists each year. When you go to Thailand, that's one of the unique things that you see, the monkeys literally swinging from the trees right before you. I've never been to Thailand, but I've heard that's one of the things that no matter what village you're in, you'll notice right away. Here's another one that I thought was strange, and we don't do this in the U.S., the Baby Jumping Festival. Can you imagine? Ooh. And what they do in Spain, it's in a city in Spain, you've got guys that basically, picture this, they dress up almost looking like, what's the word, kind of like clowns. And they line the babies up basically three or four in a row. And the idea is to jump over as many babies as you can. I wonder who gets to choose the babies. You know, in other words, you'd show up with your baby and just hope that these guys dressed up as clowns that leap over the rows of babies lying in the street don't do any damage. But this festival actually goes all the way back to 1620. Ooh. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you have some suggestions for that segment, please do at americatonight.net.